It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim along with you, trying to brighten your day a little bit here over the next 5 minutes or so. And I think we're going to continue with something we did about 24 hours ago, right?
That's right. It's, well, 11-step program for considering having children. We're going to continue that today.
We only got number 6 done, so we have to finish that.
Yes.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us right here in Ballantyne, Cherry County, North Central Nebraska region. Lots of things to do. 300 motel rooms to accommodate your stay, or an Airbnb, or bring your camper along. There's even people around here that'll hook your camper up and have it ready for you when you get here. Find out more by going to visitballantyne.com.
And that takes care of the fun. Now let's take care of taking care of your business. You know who you need to connect with. Tri-State Livestock News. They offer so much. Ranching, breeding, markets, livestock. They include so many things, agriculture. And that's who you need to connect with. They have all the latest in livestock news. It sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online at tsln.com.
Number 7. Is that where we left off at?
It is indeed.
Okay, go ahead.
Go to a local grocery store. Take with you the closest thing you can find to a preschool child. A full-grown goat is an excellent choice. If you intend to have more than one child, then definitely take more than one goat. Buy your week's groceries without letting the goats out of your sight. Pay for everything the goat eats or destroys until you can easily accomplish this. Do not even contemplate having children.
Lesson number 8. Hollow out a melon. Make a small hole in the side. Suspend it from the ceiling and swing it from side to side. Kind of sounds like a poem or something.
Yeah, it does.
Now, get a bowl of soggy Cheerios and attempt to spoon them into the swaying melon by pretending to be an airplane. Continue until half the Cheerios are gone. Tip half into your lap, the other half just throw it up into the air. You're now ready to feed a 9-month-old baby.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness. Let's look at number 9. Learn the names of every character from Sesame Street. Barney, Disney, the Teletubbies, and Pokemon. Watch nothing else on TV but PBS, the Disney Channel, or Noggin for at least 5 years. I know you're thinking, what's Noggin? Exactly the point.
You need to do some research on that. Lesson number 10, make a recording of Fran Drescher saying, Mommy, repeatedly. Now it's important, no more than a 4-second delay between each Mommy. Occasional crescendo to the level of a supersonic jet would be required for this one. Play this tape in your car everywhere you go for the next 4 years. Now, you're ready to take a long trip with a toddler.
Start talking to an adult of your choice. Have someone else continually tug on your skirt, hem, your shirt sleeve, or your elbow while playing the mommy tape made from lesson 10. You are now ready to have a conversation with an adult while there is a child in the room. Now, of course, remember, this is all very tongue-in-cheek. Anyone who is a parent will say it's all worth it, but we thought you'd enjoy hearing a bit of humor with it. I guarantee everyone is going to maybe get a chuckle about this. Remember, a sense of humor is one of the most important things you need when you become a parent.
That must be number 12.
I think it is. Hey, Mike. We don't have much time left, but with the time we have left, I want to share some fun rodeo facts. We just recently hosted the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals here in Ballantyne, and it's got it on my mind. So,
all right. Well, it's a good time of the year for that.
That's what I thought. Rodeo's roots are not exclusively American. The traditions of rounding up cattle and horse riding skills were developed by Spanish in the 1800s and later combined with the skills of Eastern ranchers.
Okay.
Okay, there's a Spanish influence, of course. The word rodeo comes from the Spanish word rodear, which means to surround or to herd. Now let's talk about women in rodeo. Women have been part of rodeo since the 1890s and have excelled in various events, especially barrel racing. And let's talk rodeo and vaudeville. During the off-season, many rodeo performers toured with vaudeville shows, which were theatrical variety entertainment. For those who don't know what vaudeville was, those are a few. Maybe I'll share more later.
And if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this radio station for more of The Good Stuff.